okay, this would be a really funny ability to have. You know how in Roger Rabbit, you ever seen Roger Rabbit?
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why?
It came out when I was a kid and we were not allowed to watch it. I think because Jessica Rabbit was very sexy.
She was hot, but she kept her clothes on.
Well, she had huge tits that were barely covered.
The irony.
Okay, mine are covered. So, I think we're good. Granted, at any moment.
They could come out.
Yeah, but at the moment, they're covered.
Well, there's a scene in the movie where Roger Rabbit jumps out a window.
Mm.
And it leaves the shape of him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how funny would that be if you could just do that?
Yeah. I know. It's too bad that we can't. I've often thought that that's really funny.
Yeah. That'd be a really funny bit. That would be expensive for people to clean up.
Well, no. Or would it be?
Glass is expensive.
Oh, jumping out the window. Like the glass look like that. Okay. I don't know what I was thinking. I always picture
you
people
seem
jumping
to be
through
so on board.
I always picture people jumping through walls like that and the wall being the same shape.
I was picturing both.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, both of those things cost money.
But yeah. Hey, I mean, if the cleaners are laughing while they're doing it, are they really working? That sounds like play to me.
Yeah, just tape it up. I'll probably do it again.
Yeah. I know.
See if I can get the exact same.
That would be fun to try.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would become like a game.
What would you call it?
Body hole.
Yeah.
Self slot.
Did you say self slot?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish you'd said that before I heard body hole. Hole.
I know. Can't beat it.
Hole, hole, hole.
You know what else I always think is a fun gag? Or like visual image in a movie?
Tell me.
When, I think sidecars on motorcycles in general are funny, but when they become detached and go downstairs, that's really funny.
I don't know if I've ever seen one go downstairs.
It's like, well, it's like
Aristocats.
Like, yeah, it's like the motorcycle. Oh no, the sidecar is detached, and then it starts to drift over here, and then it's like downstairs.
Like it's in Aristocats, right?
I don't remember.
I think it's Aristocats.
I feel like it's in a lot of cartoons from like the 60s.
Yeah, or maybe it's 101 Dalmatians. One of those two.
Yeah.
But like, there's a bike and a sidecar, and then like the big dog is in the bike, and the little dog is in the sidecar, and they're like. They're coming up towards like one of those like stairs down to the riverbank kind of things, and the big dog is
stays,
going on the main level,
stays straight on
and
the
then
main
the little
level.
Dog just goes straight down, and like they cleanly detach and keep going in a straight line. It's pretty solid.
Yeah, that's solid.
Yeah, good gags.
Yeah,
cartoons should
great
be like
gags.
Should be like life. Life should be like cartoons rather.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You don't fall unless you notice that you're not on solid ground. That's a good one.
Yeah. And no matter how scary it seems, you know you're going to be fine. Oh, and big cartoon butter.
Big cartoon butter?
You know when they like butter toast and it looks like the best toast you could ever have in your life? Give me some.
And cartoon beer.
Cartoon beer, dude. Cartoon beer.
So good. So fizzy.
That's why I'm not a huge, I think it's cartoons have ruined beer for me. It's because it's like, I want it to taste like what it looks like in a cartoon where it looks like just the most magical cream soda you've ever had. And it said it tastes like beer.
Stupid. We should sue.
I'm going to sue. I'm literally suing right now. Thank
but
God
who
you're
should
a lawyer.
You sue? Should you sue Cartoons Incorporated or should you sue?
I'm suing beer.
Beer. Yeah.
Yes. Cartoons did nothing wrong.
Yeah. They were like, here, we're setting the stage.
Yeah, we just
do
gave you what
we
a recipe.
Showed you.
Yes. We just invented a great drink for you. Don't screw it up.
And beer was like, nah.
Yeah. Yep. Beer was like, no.
Yeah. Beer was
we're
like,
we're going to make it like bitter.
Yeah,
weird tasting. Yeah.
Sounds kind of whalish.
Welcome to Very Fine Friends, a podcast where friends talk about stuff. Well, I'm glad we've gotten our cartoon grievances out of the way. And
some of
beer,
them.
Look out, we're coming for you.
Yeah, you got time. You're on notice. Get cartoony.
Yeah. And Francis is a lawyer, as we have established.
And I just paid my dues.
Your law dues.
Yeah, so I'm ready. I'm wrong. I'm in a bad mood. So watch out.
Yeah,
people.
Beer. Oh, yeah. So I can hear beer shaking in its boots.
Yeah, that's right. Fizz up. Anyway.
But fizz up to a cartoony level, please.
Yeah.
And then taste
time.
Like cream soda. I'm, how are you, Francis?
Good.
That doesn't sound enthusiastic. Nah,
I'm dealing with some personal stuff.
I'm sorry.
You know, life. I think I've been hexed.
No.
I want to find someone to unhex me.
I'll help you with that.
Thanks.
Sure. I didn't know you needed to be. I could have done this a long time ago.
Oh, I should be more open with my needs and wants.
Your hexings. Yeah, just ask for, you got to ask your friends for help.
I keep too much in. Mm. I'm famously an undersharer.
It's true. I know nothing about you.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Yeah, I'm doing well.
Hold it in. I'm not your therapist. I thought that would land better.
Well, you are actually the closest thing I have to a therapist. So and in a way, you are.
I have some pretty good advice. You know, I once wanted to go to school to be a therapist.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
When what happened? I think you'd be a good therapist.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm so fucked up. there's a lot of school. Like, I thought you could get a bachelor's and then do, like, counseling. But you really can't. You have to, like, get a master's. And I'm like, so much time.
Yeah.
Just to help people? Time to help people?
Ugh.
Who Why don't you just it? Trust me that I'll eventually get it?
Or just trust me that I'm going to give good advice.
Yeah, there's Yelp. You'll know if I'm doing good or bad.
Yeah, I thought you meant like they could look at your Yelp reviews and be like, this guy clearly gives good advice.
That's exactly.
Go here, don't go here.
That's what I meant, yes.
Yeah. He's got good taste, good recommendations.
Okay, this is, I feel like I could curate the most amazing therapy room that you'd like want to go to. You know what I mean?
Like how? What would you do?
Like, I just feel like I could pick out the perfect chairs. Like I would have a really nice chaise lounge, but like a really professional one. Mm. So if you wanted to kind of lay back, you could do that. Mm. But I would also have a nice, like comfortable chair that you could sit in if you didn't want to be in the chaise lounge. So you got to choose. Of course, there would be books, many books.
Mm.
So I could choose the chairs?
Choose the chairs, a chair. Chairs. Anyway, I'd be there. So yeah, huge plus. I mentioned the books. Just like beautiful art, probably at Kandinsky.
Oh.
You know, things along that nature.
Nice.
Yeah. You'd probably be...
What would be the color palette?
Well, I like pastels. No, I said that. I like... Gem tones?
Yes, same.
Mm. Come to my therapy room.
Yeah. Nothing like a saturated color.
Yeah. Probably an emerald.
Yeah. Oh, emerald's great.
Yeah.
Emerald's great. Good ruby accent, too, is not bad. Love.
You're probably half cured just by walking in this room.
Yeah. But then would you be worried that you're creating an environment so soothing people wouldn't want to leave?
I'm charged by the hour.
I know, but you still, you also probably, I feel like if I was a therapist, I'm like, 50 minutes is, I'm sure I hate you by the end of that 50 minutes. I'm going to need you to go.
I just have like one of those, what do they call them? Like the daylight lights. I just like flip it on, like overhead lighting. The gays know what I'm talking about.
You mean like a last call light?
Yeah.
Like at a bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the 55 or the 45 minute mark, just.
All right.
Wrap it up. Tapping my pen.
You're sewing with a hook like coming off stage.
Yeah. My assistant, the vaudeville pullout.
Yeah.
Even orchestra play them off.
How come no one's tried this?
I don't know. Again, that's another comically funny thing. It's the giant hook. Quick interruption. Every week on the podcast, we do something where our producer, Joe, gives Francis and I each our own secret word. Throughout the course of the podcast, we need to find a way to slip the secret word into our conversation without the other person noticing. If the other person can correctly guess the secret word, they get a point. And right before we die, we add up all the points. And then we get a prize, whoever has the most points for guessing the most secret words. Here's Joe with today's secret words.
Jenna's secret word is sideburns. Jenna's decoy word is infighting. Francis's secret word is middleman. Francis's decoy word is commercialism. Back to the pod.
You know, it's not comically funny. The invention of the Wii.
Oh, I disagree.
Inventions.
Great segue.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I invented it myself. Speaking of which, Francis, would you like to share with us your invention this week?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
La!
Oh, now. Okay. I'm convinced now.
Okay. Hey, you guys.
Yeah.
You know how men are angry and violent?
I do know that.
Do you know how men commit murders? I know it sounds like a deja vu invention.
Okay. I do know that.
Okay. You know how we don't want to be murdered?
I do know that.
You know how there's science?
Is there?
I don't know.
Okay. I'll concede that. Yeah.
Remember how I previously invented Lady Radar?
Lady Radar? Wait, the one so you know if your lady's cheating on you?
No. The one that you know if a man is approaching while you're jogging.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, that was, I realized after I invented that, and I'm still very, very
proud of it. Safe-C or the no contact lens? She spy? Oh, the Juby jogger.
Juby jogger, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, sorry. I had an epiphany, and this invention cuts out the middleman on this one.
Ooh. Okay. It cuts out the murderer.
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of. Totally kind of. Okay. Here it is. It's a device like a Dexcom, like a little thing that you plop onto the man. Okay. Wait,
what's a Dexcom?
I don't really know.
You have some idea.
It's like something that sticks on you and it like tells your blood sugar. I don't know if that's true.
Oh, okay. Like the thing that's on people's arms sometimes. Yeah. And it like keeps...
Yeah.
Track of their stats. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just didn't know.
So that's the baseline. So it goes on the man.
Yep.
And every woman will make this a condition of their relationship. Like while we're dating and figuring you out, like you need to wear this thing. So, sure, babe. He gets the install, right? And what it does, Jenna and Joe, what it does is it continuously measures the amount of hormones in the body, like adrenaline, cortisol, epinephrine. And when those hormones spike, when you know that this man is about to go into a murderous rage, it immediately releases counteracting hormones to stop the rage.
So your hypothesis is that women get murdered while they're jogging by strangers or by the men that they're dating?
Actually, yes.
And just dating, like just recently dating?
It could be husbands too, but most women are murdered by people they know.
Well, that's true, but are we going to strap one of these to every man on the planet?
We can give a tax break.
Aren't some of those hormones good for you to experience sometimes?
Sometimes.
Like, what if a man gets a cortisol spike because he's in a really dangerous situation and that's like, isn't that like, or like a spike of adrenaline because he, you know, like, and then you just suddenly stop him and then he like, he's like, oh, I'm not scared of this impending car wreck anymore. So I'm just gonna drive right into it.
No.
No, that won't happen.
Science knows the amount of hormones that precipitate murder. So it's different from a car, and it's different from just road rage, or it's different from yelling at someone at Home Depot.
It's different than yelling at a stranger in Home Depot?
Yeah. But we can adjust the levels because guess what? Most people don't want to be upset. And if they just had a little implant, think of it, it's like a little person next to you that's like, no, drop your ego, papa. And it gives you a second to recalibrate and be like, I don't need to yell. I don't need to be in a car accident.
Then it sounds like the only way that this works is if this is a product for everyone, not just men who are in relationships with women.
We start with men.
I'm saying if it's everyone, then like what Jenna said about what if the man is in a dangerous situation? Well, if it was for everyone, then presumably the person putting that man in a dangerous situation would have one.
Dangerous situations go away.
Exactly. I'm just saying it only works if everyone is keeping each other in check.
Oh, great feedback.
Okay. Yes, that's how it works, sort of. Or it could be a Brave New World scenario where we're all just taking pills to like regulate any type of emotion to keep us all in a regular stasis of like la-di-da. Anyway,
I know you're
fine.
Saying that, and I know you're making a good point, but you've read the book. Do you really want to be the fat lady that comes back to society? Or do you want to be one of the perfect ones? I'm sorry I said fat lady. She was fat and ugly, right?
She was more than just fat. She had other bad things going for
her. She was like, just, I'm sorry, I want to take it all back.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You didn't write the book.
I know, but why did I focus on fat? I'm fat. Where's my empathy?
No, okay. That's not the point. I think it's better to have, you need these ranges of hormones. Like they do things, they regulate things in your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like the second they start to do something, that's a sign. That's your body giving you a sign that something's happening.
Can't we just try it? Because I feel like, ooh, new idea. We start with people who have a violent past. You can get out of jail 30 days early if you get the implant. It's part of our trial.
I mean, that makes more sense.
We're getting somewhere.
And how do we regulate does science know how to regulate? I mean, I guess if it knows how to regulate for between murder and yelling at a guy in Home Depot.
Levels.
I mean, because you also wouldn't want like your testosterone.
Measuring that.
No, you're not.
No.
Because isn't higher testosterone more of an indicator for violence as well?
Yes.
That's why men are more violent than women, because they have more testosterone. And then the really high, that's why like, and steroids.
Yeah.
Make you really angry.
Guys who are on gear, like they could just get angry about like the smallest things at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
I think the testosterone tells the adrenaline to pull up. But if we stop the adrenaline from pulling up, the testosterone has no friend to go to the party with.
I don't know if that's how it works, but okay, here's another idea though, that another worry as a lady, let's say, if I'm just regulating a man to be kind of middle of the road and just kind of like la-di-da all the time, then it's like, I could be with a murderer and I wouldn't even know it. Like, I think you are a murderer or you're not at heart.
You're also probably going to destroy a sex drive.
Yeah.
Well, not everyone likes their pasta al dente.
Elegant metaphor aside, and I think in this situation that we're talking about, most people do want their pasta al dente or even uncooked, let's say.
I've been single a long time.
All right, well, I could see it. I like the idea of working it more for like violent, I mean, although why are we releasing violent people back onto the streets? But
well, they were going to get out anyway.
Well, I like it better for that.
Maybe we just use it on inmates. Stop being violent in prison. Here. You don't need your pasta.
Yeah. I know in prison it would solve a lot of problems, probably. Yeah.
We'll start in prison.
Does it affect your brain? Is it like I don't mean it like that. Like, does it affect you like where if you have it removed, is it like you come out of a fog? if you don't have it anymore? Is it like the side effects of medication where you get kind of like foggy and like you're not really yourself?
I don't think so. All I can say is a perfect example. Okay. A few weeks ago, somebody cut me off. Like I was driving and I had a green light and they were waiting to turn right and they had a red light and they just went. Mm. And I like,
so you followed them to Home Depot, proceeded to yell at them.
Still looking for me. And I had a flash where I was like, old Francis. And then I thought to myself, no. And I went, it's okay. And nothing happened. I think it would be like that, but forcibly.
But you were able to do that on your own.
But most people don't try, especially men. God, they want to make a scene.
So why not invent something to help them try to solve this problem naturally instead of chemically?
Well, that already exists. It's meditation. It's self-work. Introspection. Big, burly men don't want to do that.
Yeah. Okay. What are we calling this?
Rage cage.
Put the cage your on your rage. I like that.
Cage your rage.
Yeah.
Come on, baby. Cage my rage.
Is that too much like one of those rage rooms that people think it? Okay. So maybe Joe just made a bunch of.
Oh, I was trying to think of a way to turn rage room into a name. For this rage bedroom, because it's where your rage goes to sleep.
What about
God, why do we even need to come up with more ideas? That's the that, one. I mean, that's it.
Where your rage goes to sleep. What were you going to say, Francis?
I was just going to keep it simple. I was going to say flight.
Flight?
Yeah. Fight or flight. Yeah. No, yeah. No,
what are the other? There's like four of the F's for
fawn.
Fawn and.
Figgle. Figglesworth.
He's figgling.
Fondle.
No. Is there four?
I think there are four.
Yeah.
Something with the word hormone. Cortisol with S-O-U-L.
Fuck me. Bullshit.
Sorry.
What?
Cortisol, like, but soul, like S-O-U-L.
Cortisolve.
Cortisolve?
You've solved the problem. Adrenalink.
Adrenalink. Mm. That's good.
Thanks. Epinephrine.
Epinephrine.
Adrenalax. Adrenrelax.
Oh, nice. Oh, I get it now.
No, not like laxative.
I get it now, I said.
Like relax.
Yeah, don't yeah. do it when you
want to
go do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sure there are many, many women that would strap this to their men. Another problem that just occurred to me. The kind of men that would let a woman do this are not the kind of men that are murdered. It's going to be the men that are just like, hell no, I'm not doing that. And that is, by the way, that is a normal response. That's from a non-murderous man. Yeah. If I were a dude, I'd be like, hell no, I'm not doing that.
How about, think about it this way. This could be men with one strike where it's like, hey, Zach, I saw something I really didn't like in you and I'm really not sure if I can move forward. If you're committed to trying out this cool new device with no currently known side effects, I will continue to date you. If you don't want to, that's fine. I understand. I get it. It's a big ask, but you scared me the other day.
Okay. But again, as a lady, I would just prefer to know whether a guy is psychotic or not and then leave if he is. If I don't want to know that I've been dating
the dragon.
Yeah, like a medicated man.
Because then if it ever malfunctions in any way, you're then screwed.
And then I'm surprised.
Or too. Is this a training tool? It's or, helping Zach to manage it, those feelings.
Or is it just like a water dam where it's just sort of like putting a stopper on all the rage until it finally spills over when he's off the meds?
The slogan is, these are things to think about. Well, not every product is perfect, but every product has a buyer.
Well, again, I do think actually...
That's commercialism.
Aside from the violation of people's personal rights... I do think...
Jeez, let's keep you off the product launch. This is not the direction
okay. I want to go in. I would say it will, prisons would probably like it. I think it would stop a lot of needless infighting in the prisons.
Shanking. God, stop the shanking.
Yeah, or just even like the political drama and...
Yeah, stop
on.
Separating by race.
Yeah.
Stupid.
There's enough. Yeah, there's enough of that on the
separate
outside.
Separate by hobbies.
Yeah. Separate by who likes to be in the yard and who likes to be inside doing checkers.
Yes. Yeah. We should go to prisons and talk.
Thank you. I have been saying that for years. And I think we finally have a real plan now.
This summer, the very fine friends are going on tour to prisons across America.
We could probably get paid.
Yeah. Can you imagine the two of us? Hey, prisoners, we're your special guests. We're going to do live pod. Here from Tent City.
Please put your phones away that you're not supposed to have.
Oh, put your penis away. Not now. yeah. Well, I do think it would work in that scenario. And I think there would be people who use it. I wonder if people would like deliberately get themselves mad just to get the hit of the drug.
No, it's like Narcan. It doesn't feel good. It just stops the thing that feels bad.
Narcan is like nothing. It just stops the...
Yeah, counteracts the hit.
Okay. I don't know what
I
thought it was.
Am I having a bleach moment? I'm pretty sure that's true.
Oh, where? By the way, drink bleach.
You're going to kill me.
Do you want to?
And casually take Narcan. I don't care. Do whatever you want.
If you can find it, hit it.
Yeah. okay, well, Narcan aside... All right. Well, this, I can see, yeah. I can see this working prisons everywhere, and then maybe if it's a success.
Some people have it.
Some people have it.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Okay. Cool. Thanks for hearing me out.
Yeah, sure. And thanks for
you.
Thanks for just, for 2 weeks in a row now trying to stop women from getting murdered.
I think it's International Women's Month.
You're looking out for us, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. We appreciate it.
Hey, I came from a woman.
Yeah, you're one of those that came from a woman?
Yeah.
No. One of the few, the proud.
Yeah. I don't know if which way I came, though.
You don't know?
Like, I don't know if I was through the sunroof or...
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. when you said which way I came, I was like, I don't... Like, through the butt? I don't understand that. Well, no, I know, Joe, that that was ridiculous. That's why I was confused.
She, it's me, though, so anything could happen.
right. Well, I think that wraps up the invention of the week. It's time for our next segment. Pet Psychic.
And now a look inside the minds of our very furry friends.
Francis, do you want to explain how this works?
Sure.
Thank you.
Pet Psychic is super interesting. It is a segment where obsessed and distraught pet owners seek clarity and knowing from the esteemed and powerful Madame Le Meow, a pet psychic who can read pets' minds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, without further ado,
here is
Pet Psychic. Hi. I never thought I'd do anything like this.
Do you have appointment?
Oh, I'm sorry. I said on the door, it said walk-ins welcome. So I just...
Welcome, but not guaranteed. Let me check my calendar.
Oh, thank you so much, madam.
I'm available. Sit down.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. This is the weirdest thing. My lizard, Travis, is just...
Who?
Travis, my lizard. He's just not been himself lately.
He says to change your cologne immediately. What? He uses word reek.
What? Travis? Distracting
reek. Travis is creative type, and he cannot be creative around your stench.
Travis, hey, put those big eyes on me, buddy. Put those big eyes on me. Is this true about my cologne? You don't like it? You don't like the way I smell? Is that why you've been...
Silly question. Why are you asking him?
Well, because I thought I could... Travis and I had like a real connection.
You may ask three questions.
Okay, so... I bought Travis a lady lizard. And... I thought he wanted companionship. And then the next day, the lady lizard was dead in the cage. Can you ask Travis what happened?
He says he's known nothing about it. Travis says no, he was not home at time of murder. Travis says he was distraught.
Oh,
inlaid with body for several hours in various positions afterward.
Oh, Travis.
He asks you bring body back. He is, quote, not done.
Okay. I'm sorry, Travis. It's the lady lizard's been buried in the backyard. I don't know. I don't know if I can bring.
He says not a deal breaker.
Okay. My third question is, who pierced your tongue, Travis? I didn't get you that tongue piercing. Where did that come from?
Travis is saying he hid it during adoption.
A secret tongue piercing.
He was worried you would judge him and not take him home.
I think that's actually probably accurate. I judged him once I saw it. I thought I didn't realize what a crazy lizard I had. I probably wouldn't have adopted him.
See? Otherwise. Some secrets are good.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, madam.
You get three more questions.
Wait, I get to keep going with my Travis questions?
Yes.
Or can I ask you about a different pet?
Yes, more money.
Oh, yeah, of course. Money's no object.
No object. Good. Thank you.
I also have a cat.
Oh, different pet, different accent. Tell me about your cat.
Whoa, madam. Whoa.
Mm.
That was impressive. You switched real quick.
Yes, it just comes to me.
My cat. My cat's name is Uta, and she's just, she's been going out a lot at night.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I mean, she always comes back within a day or two.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want to know what she's doing.
You know what she's up to?
Yeah.
Hand her to me. Let me hold this little thing. Yeah. Oh, yes, Uta. Uta says you have a ex-husband named Mark.
Yeah.
She's very fond of Mark.
What?
Mark leaves the door open. Uta goes to Mark. Magical, wonderful evening.
Uta! Uta!
She's telling you, so you shouldn't be mad.
No, I am mad. You were my comfort after Mark left. I can't believe you're choosing Mark.
She says you switched her food.
Yeah, I'm sorry. She was getting a little hippie. Uta, you were getting hippie. I had to give you better food. Okay? It's for your own good.
She says she's going to keep going to Mark. She says Mark has a new girl. A blonde.
What? No.
Yeah, her name's Susan.
Wait, Susan? Ask Uta if it's Susan from the bank.
Yes, it is. Here, take her.
I don't even want her anymore.
She'll bring you comfort in your time of need.
I don't even want her anymore. Go back to Mark, Uta.
She says she will.
Give me comfort or go back to Mark.
Go back to Mark.
Get out of here.
Aww.
You betrayed me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, it's my job to be honest.
Oh, you did nothing wrong.
Thank you so much.
Uta, this is Uta's fault.
She's gone now. Do you have any other pets?
Yeah. I have this ant farm. Can you ask them what they think they're building? In the ant farm? Where do they think they're tunneling to?
Hold on, let me find out.
Oh, madam.
They think they're building an ant farm.
Though, I thought it would be more interesting than that.
Well, they don't. They're very small. They don't know.
I know, that's why I'm wondering. They're building all these tunnels. It's like, do they think they're getting somewhere? Or do they realize it's just futile and for my pleasure?
No, they don't know. For all they know, they're in a hole in Iowa.
Do they think they're in a hole in Iowa? Where do they think they are?
You want me to ask that?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Hold on.
Getting some mixed signals. One of them thinks they're in Tucson. One of them thinks they're in, oh my God, Iowa. And another one thinks, oh, that's so sad.
What?
I can't say it.
No, just tell me. I got to know.
No, no.
Tell me.
Okay. Well, one of them thinks they're in the corpse of a long dead queen.
Oh, no. Oh, what a disappointment. Thought he's living in royalty.
Yeah, bummer.
Bummer.
Ooh, that is a bummer.
Yeah.
Can I ask you about my goldfish?
Yes.
You're so impressive, madam. I just want to say that right now.
It just comes to me. Mm-hmm. Money, please.
Oh, of course, of course.
Ooh.
My goldfish... Sebastian?
Yearns for the toilet.
No! That's not even what I was going to ask. But no,
he's screaming it.
No, he wants out of here?
He's so unhappy. Spins in a bowl. And he goes nowhere. Then he goes the other direction. And he goes nowhere. You're gone all day.
Oh, no. I was going to ask. Just... Has he ever seen me naked? But that's so much worse.
He says, why do you think I yearn for the bowl?
No, Sebastian. Oh, no. Oh, no, that's the worst. Oh, that's the worst news.
If he could go back in time, he would be unselected at the carnival. He saw you coming and he just knew.
No, he knew that I'd look terrible naked and that would make him... Long for the toilet?
He tried to drown himself by jumping out of water, but you caught him.
I thought he was just so... I thought he was so excited to see me. Like when a dog gets really excited to see its owner.
Nope.
Oh.
Tough break, kid.
Oh, my God.
You got a lot of pets.
I know. Well, I have... I don't know if you can... I have one more. I don't know if you have this... If you can cross this...
I'm getting so tired.
I know. I'm so sorry. This might even be out of your purview. I'm not sure.
No. Let's do it.
Okay. It's
maybe a little money first.
It's actually my child.
Maybe some money first. Yeah. Said.
It's my child, Doug.
Tell me about Doug.
Well, he won't stop crying.
Hmm.
He's 23.
Is that the question?
He won't stop crying. Doug, can you just find out what the hell's wrong with Doug?
You gonna pick me up like you did with the other ones?
Doug, be nice.
Are you willing?
Fine.
Don't struggle.
That feels really good on my calves, actually.
You need to stretch, Doug. I have the answer.
So tell me, what's wrong with Doug? Why won't he stop crying?
Doug has a sublacrimal tumor. What? It's gone undiagnosed because you refused to pay the copay for the annual doctor's appointments. That is why he cries.
Oh, well, I guess it's good to know. I'm not going to pay that copay.
You spend all your money on pet psychics.
Well,
I respect that.
Hey, at least now I know that I am going to change my perfume for Jeremy, or for Travis, rather. Sorry, wrong pet.
I'm going to be the first person ever to die of a sublacrimal tumor.
Yeah. Well, hey, Doug, you always wanted to be famous for something. Well.
Now I'm crying from laughter at that joke you just made.
You guys.
Oh, Madame Lemieux.
Well, that was very successful. I think that wraps up Pet Psychic.
This has been another successful edition of Madame Lemieux, Pet Psychic.
Sorry, that was just the stress of all the pets' difficulties melting away.
One time I forgot I had a goldfish and I went on vacation. I came back and it was dead.
Yeah, well, it happens. Sometimes we forget we own things.
Yeah. Woof. The scent.
Hmm.
Well. Thanks for letting me get that out.
Yeah, sure. No problem. That's why it's time now, though, for one final segment. The big question.
The question is very big.
Oh, no. Are you okay, Francis?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's just I just realized in our last segment, I'm pissed off that this is my question now.
Oh, no. We have overlapping...
Kind of. A tiny, tiny bit.
Okay, well, this has all been like a very themed episode, I feel like. We've had a lot of like therapy themes throughout all of this.
Okay.
So if it feels samey, well, it's all right.
Okay.
We're packaging this up.
Okay. I want to challenge you to invent a new accent.
Okay.
And talk to me in it.
That's okay. Thing is, whenever I do accents, I lose them after a few lines, so I don't know if that's going to happen if I make up one.
Well, I guess we'll find out. Your baby. You're not going to lose your baby.
I might lose my baby. I might. I just said we forget we have things sometimes.
You said we forget we own things.
Yeah, well, you kind of own a baby.
Do you think you own a baby?
Yeah.
New big question alert.
All right, here. I'm going to try. Hey, Francis, how's it going?
Not bad, man. Where you been?
I've been here and there, just bowling mostly.
Bowling?
Bowling.
Oh, I didn't know people still did that.
I bowl all the time. I bowl every day. Every day is bowling day for me.
Well, do you think you could take a day off bowling? Because a couple of friends and I rented a pontoon.
Oh, I already bowled today, so I can pontoon and still bowl.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do we need to pick you up?
No, I come equipped. I come equipped with my own little Vespa.
Oh, okay. You can actually ride that right on the boat. I'm a little worried about your social skills, though. Last time you screamed in three people's faces. Do you think you could keep it chill?
Hey, who too chill but me? I am chill. What are you talking about? Look, who's cooler than me? Look at my sideburns. So cool.
So cool. Yep. Yeah, I was immediately drawn to you. They're 3 feet long.
Oh.
I didn't know you could do that physically. Amazing.
They're still attached to my face.
I don't know how you do it.
It's amazing.
Well, cool. Listen, afterwards, I hate to ask this, but could you stay the night?
Yeah, of course, man. I don't want to have a home anyway.
Oh.
Not in a sad way. In a fun way. In a fun way, like I live moment to moment.
You don't have a house and you go bowling?
Yeah. And I have a Vespa. I'm fun.
It's kind of like an RV if you never get off.
Exactly.
Oof. Well, would you share the bed with me? Because I get a little lonely.
Brother, what? Of course. What am I but body warmth? And a body to keep you not lonely.
Yeah, and I like to tell jokes late into the night and laugh. Are you willing?
Are you kidding? Who loves to laugh more than me? Listen to me laugh. I have a great laugh.
Will you wrap your sideburns around me as we sleep for safety?
Of course. I love to keep you so warm. So warm, so not lonely, and just laughing all night.
I'm so pleased. I'm so pleased. In the morning, I'd like to cook you breakfast.
Oh, bangers and mash?
Sure. I'll get the recipe. And then I could feed you by hand?
I love it. Your figure, do not wash your hands. I like them dirty when they are feeding me. Another fun thing about me.
Okay, I think it strengthens the immune system, frankly.
So do I. That's why I'm never sick.
How deep can I go?
Wrist deep.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I have trained my jaw to unhinge like a snake.
God, you're so interesting. I knew the first day I saw you at work that we were going to be such good friends.
Oh, best of friends, work friends, life friends.
I thought it was so interesting that you rode your Vespa into the office building.
Nothing funnier than a car inside. Am I right?
You're right. And no helmet.
Oh, why? Oof. Helmet is bad for feeling risky.
So, I've never been kissed.
Pucker up, bro.
Really? You mean it?
I mean it. What else is bros for besides keeping bros warm and not lonely and kissing?
How deep can I go?
Wrist. Wrist deep, which is a.k.a. back of tongue.
Okay. Wow, what a man.
Worth it, right? You see what the hype was all about.
You don't need a home. Look at you.
Exactly.
You could charge for this.
Well, you'll get it for free.
Can I ask you, ask you a question?
Hmm?
When you drive on your Vespa, why do you hold your sideburns down? I think it would look so good if they blew in the breeze.
Oh, I don't want to be showing off my sideburns.
You gotta.
Oh, they can whip in the wind. You're all right. If you think that would not make me giant show off.
I think that's how you get discovered.
Hop on the back with me.
Oh my God.
Ride around in Vespa.
I'm on. No helmet.
Oh,
just
no helmet.
Like you.
Yeah. You feel alive, right?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
let's go.
Let's go drive in that bank.
Yeah, and let your sideburns off.
Oh, here we come. Through a revolving door.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's harder in the revolving door.
That's okay. We're making an entrance. Oh, we missed it. Go around again. Yes! We're in!
Yes!
Bang! Bang, 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 bang!
No!
Security guard shot me.
No!
Come here. Come close.
No. Oh, what? Don't die on me.
I might die, but I lived.
Oh, thank God you're alive.
Oh, my God. It's getting... No. No. I was saying...
What?
Before I got shot, I lived.
Oh. Oh, no. You're still going to die. Oh, no. My new kissing best friend.
Well, I guess we figured out I can maintain that accent, whatever the hell that was.
It was impressive, actually.
Was it like any kind of real?
I would say like vaguely Slavic.
Okay.
You know?
Hopefully they're not offended. I tried to make it a jovial character.
Slavs, if you're listening,
we know you are. Yeah. All right. Well, that wraps up the big question.
The big question.
I know, only one thing left, Francis.
Ooh, you said my name. Sexy.
Francis.
Ooh, if Francis was your secret word, you just scored some big points.
Oh my god. Wait and see, motherfucker.
Was it motherfucker? All right, well, I have some guesses for you.
Okay.
I'm not confident about them.
Yeah, me neither, so don't worry.
Okay. Was your secret word launch?
No.
Adoption?
No, it wasn't.
Yearns?
No.
That was true psychicry.
Pontoon.
I knew you were going to say pontoon. It's not pontoon.
Oh, okay. Thank God, because I actually said it, so I was worried that it was.
I hate that.
Those are all my guesses.
All right, my word was middleman.
Oh.
Which worked out. That was a nice...
The murderer. Oh, did I say it?
No.
Oh,
you're safe. You didn't say any of my words.
No, Francis said, this will cut out the middleman. And then you said,
so the murderer. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It was nice. It was fine. Yeah. My decoy word was commercialism.
Mm.
Good memory.
Wait, when did you say that?
That was towards the end of Invention of the Week.
Yeah.
Mm.
Said it kind of to Joe, with a little like finger gun action.
Which is funny that you said your decoy word in like a hushed aside to me rather than very audible.
Jenna's
for Jenna.
Smart. She would pick up on things any other week.
Not this week, but all right. Well,
okay, my turn. How do I stretch out these two guesses? Here's my first one.
Okay.
Vespa.
Nope.
Okay.
I thought you might guess that, though.
Goldfish.
Nope.
My next guess, which I've been thinking about but did not write down,
okay,
was during Pet Psychic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Sebastian.
No.
It wasn't Sebastian?
No.
No. Was it Ant Farm?
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
You're just going to name all the things that I said in Pet Psychic?
No, because before Pet Psychic, we did Invention of the Week.
Yeah.
And I have no other guesses. I'm dumb. I'm just done.
You're done?
I'm done. I'm sorry. I wish I was.
Oh, you're going to hate this.
No, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. Is it...
Just fucking do it.
Wait, no. You said it three times. Do you know what it
are
is?
Are you
did he
serious?
Say it three? I clocked two. You said
no,
it at
you
least.
You said it three times. Do you know what it is?
No.
It's sideburns. Oh. I'm sorry, Francis.
I'm so sick of being alive.
Listeners, please pray for Francis's health that we get an episode next week.
Oh,
well, good for
he's
you.
He's like that goldfish in the bowl, just ready for the toilet.
I'm sorry. I wanted you to get a win. I did.
I'm dizzy.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That my decoy word, by the way, was infighting. I said it would stop a lot of prison infighting.
Yeah, okay. I didn't actually hear you say it, but I assumed that that's where you slipped it in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I'm sorry, Francis.
Oh, was it sideburns?
Oh, wow. Oh, you had that written
20
down.
20 points for Francis.
Okay. You know what? I was winning for a long time.
You were. I know. If you, listeners, if you go to veryfinefriends.com, you could see the points total. And for the first time in 30 episodes, I am winning now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's called the Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah. Well, I have a feeling, though, that Francis, you were consistently better than me. So this is like a weird fluke that I've gone on a little bit of a winning streak.
I like you as a winner.
Thank you. Well, I like our listeners as winners too. And if you made it to this point in the episode, then you're a real winner.
Yeah. And you're hot.
Yeah. You're a sizzler.
Get over here.
Francis, is anything you want to say to us both to let out some rage and close out the episode?
Fuck you. Fuck you both.
All right. Thank you. But not you, listeners. Bye.
No. Bye.